My parents just made a birthday dinner for me tonight. They sent food home with me. I'm either going to have to throw it away, but if I eat it, it's a lot of calories. They made it like a tomahawk steak for me, bless their hearts. I mean, it was nice of them, but it's huge. And there was no way I could eat the whole thing because I usually get like a 6-ounce steak when I go to a restaurant nowadays. I just don't eat a big, huge piece of meat. I can't handle meat that large anymore. I'm burping a tomahawk steak.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I can't handle meat that large anymore.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4721 of the BFO for right. The 13th of March, 2026. Show coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, gonna tell you all about my day, and y'all, I've got not one but two. I say, two gift dads. Triskaidekaphobians, Beef Fatty? You want to try that again? Let me see if I can say it again. Triskaidekaphobian. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. The 13th is going well. Y'all, you're triskaidekaphobians. Today, because y'all, it's for right to the 13th, and y'all, that's the fear of for right to the 13th. So, anyway, y'all, I'm not gonna try to say that again. Big Fatty, thank goodness we were about to have the fear of you saying that again. Well, noted.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all this weekend. We have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's on Saturday. And y'all, I've met this person numerous times at the Good Days, the Podcasters of America gathering down there in the Orlando. Oh, yes. Yes, Big Daddy. Big Daddy didn't get my nap today. Well, neither did I. But y'all, God love him. He lives a very hard life, y'all. Because he is the husband of everybody's favorite barista, Big Fatty. I didn't know that Tank Huffington had a husband. Well, if he did, it'd be this one. Y'all, I am talking about the husband of Taylor the Latte Boy. Y'all, there's only one. He used to have his own little show. I think it went about 4 episodes. Y'all, it was called That's So Babaloo. Y'all, I'm talking about Babaloo. Be Fatty Babaloo. It's true. And so, y'all, if you see Babaloo on the social medias, wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of Von's East buttercream cake with buttercream frosting. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you!
that music, and I know that Mean King, you know, he's the official sports ball correspondent for the BFO. I know he recognizes it, but y'all, just a programming note for your VRCs. The NCAA basketball tournament selection show is Sunday evening at 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time on CBS. So y'all take a look at that and get your brackets ready. Big Fatty, I didn't know we needed a bracket. Yes, you got to fill out your brackets, or your bracket busters. Of Cinderella in the basketball tournament. It's true, y'all. I got a message. I got two messages on Hump Day. One was from my friend Hillby 2000 Woody. You know, he lived out there in the Hawaiian, and the Nip and I went and visited him and Patrick out in the Hawaiian back in 2019. And y'all, he's now in the Washington, D.C. area. And y'all, he sent me a message, and I wasn't quite sure what he was talking about. And I said, does this have anything to do with the package I got today? He says, yes, have you opened it? I said, no, I'm going to wait and open it on the little show unless you want me to open it now. He says, no! No, open it on the little show. So, y'all, we're going to open it on the little show. And let's just see what we got here. It is, y'all, this is, y'all, it's one of those plastic bag things. And, y'all, it is called, y'all, it's a box. It's a box. It's a box. And it says, sack. Not your grandma's tea bag. And y'all, it's a tea bag that looks like it looks like a set of testicles. His message was, I hope you like your tea bagged. And y'all, this is cute as it can be. And of course, what tea did he select? Big Fatty, can I guess? Yes, you may guess which tea he selected.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. I knew there was something about you.
Earl Grey, hot.
Of course it's hot. What do you want in it?
Nothing.
I'd like to get my hands on that fellow Earl Grey and tell him a thing or two.
Earl Grey. Never fails.
So, yes, that's correct. Y'all, it's Earl Grey. Y'all, I'll put a picture up on the... at noon today. Y'all, that is the cutest thing. He says, I saw it and I had to get it for you. And you know, he's correct. He did have to hit you. Woody, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. And y'all, the other testimonium or message I got, well, y'all, it was from that, from the down there, down there in Red Stick. It was down there in Red Stick, y'all. You know they have the cheap old gas down there.
Yes, Big Fatty. Phoenix Dave tells us about it all the time.
He does, y'all. By the way, went to the Sam's Club. I didn't get gas, but y'all hit. I think the last time I filled up, it was 263 or 268. It was $3.16, I think it was. Y'all gone up here 50 cents. But he said, be on the lookout for something. I said, all right. So y'all, we'll go open this up and see what we got here. Y'all have no... Oh! Y'all, it is... Y'all, it's a stamp. It's a print, you know, like a return address label. But y'all, it's as cute as it can be. It is. Y'all, it is a picture. It says Big Fatty Online, official Ruination. And y'all, then it's got Big Fatty's face on it. And,
how do you take that thing off?
Big Fatty, you'll have to figure it out. Well, I can't get it to come open. Well, I'll figure it out. But y'all, oh, there it is. I'll stamp something for you so you can see what it looks like. I'm going to stamp it right here and just to see for myself. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. You need to ink it up good. Okay, I'll ink it up good. But Phoenix Dave, thank you so much for that. It's just, oh, there, yeah, there it is. It's just lovely. I can't thank you enough, other than the fact that I will use it with honor. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, Phoenix Dave, thank you so much. It's just lovely when people remember Big Fatty just out of the blue. Yes, Big Fatty, you can just go ahead and mark today's little show official Ruination. Yes, I will. Speaking of today's little show, that Alex did that. It's true, y'all. It truly is one of my favorite things. Anyway, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip stopped by. Y'all, you know, we went. I realized I didn't finish telling you the story about the Nip. You know, his. I told you his Frigidaire had gone out. And but the freezer was staying cool enough that he could use it as a refrigerator. But he wanted to get some bagged ice, and he asked me, do they have bagged ice here at the Von Zees? I said, yes. He goes, I've never seen it here. It's right in the freezer aisle to your left in that first counter. And so, y'all, he got four bags of ice and packed it into his freezer. And y'all, he told me a story. Y'all, it's shenanigans, but I'm not gonna take up the time to play the theme. But y'all, he had bought canned vegetables, because, you know, those didn't have to be refrigerated and all. And he was gathering, he had those in the bag. The Von Zees paper bag, and he had gathered up recycling that he had there in the house, and he had it in a paper bag on the counter. And y'all, so he went to take the cans out, the recycling out, and he did that and threw it in there and came back in, and then he was gonna put away the vegetables, and y'all, he had thrown the vegetables into the recycling bin, and the empty cans were sitting on the thing. So y'all, then he had to go out and gather the canned vegetables, and y'all, it's just only the nip, I tell you. And y'all, it was a quiet evening. I watched the news and with Tom Llamas, and I watched the Jeopardy, and y'all, then it was time for the Survivor.
Oh,
And y'all, it was a good episode. Y'all, you know, the fans are in charge of different parts of it this time. And y'all, we're only in like day six or something like that. And y'all, they had to drop their buffs. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. No, they had to change tribes. Oh, okay. And y'all, two of my favorite players. I really enjoy. Well, there are three that I really like: Ozzy, and Rizzo, and you know I like Charlie. Oh, Charlie, and Charlie and Rizzo on the same team now. Yes. And y'all, I'm not going to mention who left, but I'm okay. I'm okay with it. I just was going to leave it at that. And so y'all went to bed a little bit later than normal after the Survivor, but y'all, I slept pretty well and got up on Thursday morning, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had shishimi rice. It was lovely. And my coffee, and read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did a senior size class, and y'all, I was about to go do the big circle, and y'all, I got a notification on my Apple clock that says, oh, light rain is about to start in your area. Big Fatty didn't know it rained in your area. Well, you know, stranger things have happened. And so I came on back here to the to the villa, and y'all, I had to make a run to the Sam's Club. Y'all, me and Granny and Durwood are heading up to the Dirty Myrtle for the Horror Club anniversarium up there this weekend, and we'll be there Friday and Saturday nights, and come back Sunday, because y'all, we got to be back on Sunday for our Best of Broadway performance, and so that'll be nice. But y'all had to get supplies and our snacks and our liquor, Big Fatty, I barely know her, and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, I went in the Walmart and picked up the last of the things, and that's when I saw what the price was on the gas. And y'all, then I came back and had me a little cheese and crackers, watch that Stephen Colbert, and then y'all got me a sure, and then I laid down. I was going to have a nip a nap, but I just laid down, put my feet up. Y'all, it's getting chilly here, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all won't be able to visit Carolina Cheese and Provisions while I'm up there because, you know, the convalescing continues down here in Charleston for Brandon and Alex. And we'll probably be back in Charleston also. So, you know, next time for sure. Yes, Fatty. Y'all, we're leaving around noontime today for right day, and so it should be fun. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat. You know, he did a second show this week on Wednesday, and Crooked Hat, what is something that Big Fatty will never, ever say?
I can't handle meat that large anymore.
Big Fatty hit that right on the head. Not just the tip, the whole head. Anyway.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.